Chris Miller is going to help us navigate through week two of the high school football season. Good morning to you, Chris. The season's moving right along.
I know.
Good morning. Yeah, not to be confused with week three.
I know.
There's some people who want to call this week three, but you had week zero, which was the first week. Now we're in week two. Yeah, we have six games for you.
Someone the other day said, why did they call it week zero? And I said, listen, you don't want to ask that question. And I literally said, see Chris Miller is what I told him.
If we only knew how many licks to the center of the lollipop.
That's true. That is true. All right. So week two of the high school football season, we'll get started with South Point at Nation Ford.
This is a game that a lot of people looked at to start the season, thought it may be a blowout. South Point has had their way with Nation Ford the last few years, but the Falcons come in 2-0, two impressive victories. South Point, meanwhile, they've struggled in their two wins against Northwestern and Rock Hill, but that's two rival games, so sometimes you would expect that. This game, I think, is going to come down to the end. Both teams play great defenses. Nation Ford can run the ball very well, so can South Point. Quay Chambers has made some big runs for them as well. I think it will be decided in the fourth quarter. I like the Stallions in a really close game.
All right, you can listen to that one right here on WRHI, of course, FM 100.1, AM 1340. Let's move right along to Lancaster at Fort Mill.
Two teams hungry for that first win. They both have struggled mightily on offense. Lancaster scored 3 points in both their games so far, so they're averaging 3 points a game. Fort Mill has scored 3 points total, so something's got to give. The two teams have only scored 9 points, so expect a low-scoring game, but someone's going to need to score some points in this contest tonight.
All right, let's move right along. Northwestern at Dorman. Oh, sorry, you can listen to the Lancaster-Fort Mill game on Interstate 107. Lancaster at Dorman, you can listen to that game on FM 94.3.
Yeah, it's Northwestern at Dorman.
Yeah.
That is a tough matchup for Northwestern. You look at them, they play South Point. They played Burns last week. They have Dorman tonight. Next week maybe is their, I want to say, easiest game of the non-region schedules. They go to Ridgeview. Then they go to Sumter. I mean, just it continues this tough gauntlet, if you will, for the Trojans. They have Dutch Fork later on. And Dorman is a big physical team. They get up, they'll hit you in the mouth. And keep this in mind, in perspective, Northwestern has about 2,100 students total. Dorman's freshman class has 2,000 students.
Wow.
That's why it's like a university.
Yeah, it's a massive school out there in the
upstate. So Dorman has a much bigger crop of athletes to choose from, not just in football, but all sports. Their stadium is one of the nicest, if not the nicest, in the state, and it is a well-run program by Coach Dave Gutschall. With all that said, I've watched some video on this. I think Northwestern, if they play like they did against South Point, they can stay in this game. And I think that we heard from Coach Wofford earlier in the week. That's his goal, to stay in the game and see what happens in the fourth. Unfortunately, I think Dorman's just they're too big. They have too many numbers.
All right, again, Northwestern at Dorman. You can listen to that on FM 94.3. Let's move right along. Rock Hill versus Chester.
This game last year, it's interesting. This was the game that people really said, okay, the Cyclones are for real. This is a real team because they beat Rock Hill, and they beat Rock Hill by 3 scores. Now, that score wasn't very indicative of how the game played out. It was actually closer than that. Rock Hill made a bunch of mistakes. The Chester defense stopped Rock Hill, I think, 6 times inside the 20. So it was kind of a closer game than the score indicated. But still, Chester, a 3A team, beat a 5A team by 3 scores, no matter how you look at it. They come in riding a 17-game winning streak. Mm. They come into Rock Hill to take on the Bearcats. I like the Cyclones to win this. I do think it'll be closer than last year, though, but I do like the Cyclones to win.
And you can listen to that game, Rock Hill versus Chester, on FM 104.1. Let's look at Indian Land versus York.
Another team trying to stay undefeated, the Warriors hosting York. York's making that trip, and again, it's a rebuilding mode for Coach Boyd. He took over. Coach Carroll left the Cougars last year, and it's rebuilding time. He knows that. Coach Boyd is very understanding that, changing some things the way it was operated prior. And I think of their first 3 games, this is their best chance to win. But Indian Land is a program on the rise. What Coach Blades is doing with the Warriors, I like Indian Land to win this game by about 10 points.
All right, you can listen to that on Comporium Cable Channel 103. And then you can listen, or then you got Clover versus South Point, North Carolina.
How about the Blue Eagles? 2-0, two very impressive victories. They've scored almost 100 points in those 2 games. They're taking on a South Point team that is historically one of the premier teams, not just in the state of North Carolina, but maybe in the two Carolinas. They run a wing T. So if you're a Clover fan, you're going to that game, it's going to be like watching the Blue Eagles from 3 years ago. The problem with this, if you're South Point of North Carolina, if Clover goes up 14-0, you can't come back. With that said, if Clover makes some mistakes and South Point goes up 14-0, it's tough to catch up because you have to play assignment football on defense, and Clover's not faced that yet, and they don't face it in practice anymore. Mm-hmm. So this is really going to be two opposite styles when you watch them. Mm-hmm. Their defenses for South Point and for Clover are not familiar with playing each other, and their offenses are play two totally different styles. I mean, it's like oil and water. if you enjoy watching two totally different ball games at the same time, then you need to go to this game.
And you can listen to that right on WRHI.com. And, of course, wrap it up with the End Zone.
End Zone all across the network, all the stations. You can hear that starting at 10 o'clock. Also, you can watch it on Comporium Cable Channel 103, 1103, and Facebook Live. Or if you need to pick it up tomorrow, 6 a.m. right here on WRHI and 8 a.m. on 104.1 and 94.3 The Bridge.
All right, let's switch gears if we can real quick for to tomorrow, Saturday, USC. Where will you guys be? And talk a little bit about that. Again, such a great first game. It was good for you guys, not so much for the Gamecocks.
Yeah, so myself and Greg Brandon, most people know, joined the Gamecock Radio Network this year. We'll go to air 9 o'clock from Gamecock Village right there in front of the stadium. He and I will be on air across the state on all the radio stations around the state from 9 until 11. Then we'll go up in the booth to continue the pregame there. Then postgame, we'll actually, if you're in the area and you want to come check us out, we'll be at the Hilton in the Vista area, so we'll be there. But again, that'll be broadcast locally on our sister station, 107.1. If you're going down to the game, a great rule of thumb, people say, well, how do I listen? Listen to 107.1 until it runs out. Then you can flip to 107.5 and then do the same thing on the way back. Listen to 107.5 when you're leaving. And then right around Winsboro, a little bit north of Winsboro, you can flip to 107.1 and pick it up there. And you kind of go right across, and not a problem. And again, a lot of people ask, I'm going to the beach. Okay, 107.1 to 107.3, then you pick up 100.3 out of Myrtle Beach. I mean, you can go the whole way to the beach that way.
Oh, that's so true, and you nailed it right where it ends right there for sure. And then at Clemson, we'll be right here on WRHI.
And think about this with Clemson. This is a big game for the Tigers. They're 19.5-point favorites, but Texas A&M, they're pretty confident. Jared Hochler, who's their star offensive lineman, he guaranteed an upset of the Tigers, which is pretty strong. I heard Coach Dabo Swinney say in Tiger calls on Monday night, he said, well, you know, because this has been said, he said, well, you know, we don't really get into much bulletin board material. Maybe he doesn't, but I can assure you that every one of those Clemson defensive linemen, like Logan Rudolph that played at Northwestern, they know that. They know this guy guaranteed a win because, again, we talk about winning streaks. Clemson's also on a 16-game winning streak. So you got to come into Clemson's house and beat. I like the Tigers, and I like the Tigers to absolutely roll by about 3 touchdowns over Texas A&M.
Wow.
They're gonna take out some frustration. And look, they don't like Jimbo Fisher. I mean, Jimbo Fisher has said some negative things about Clemson when he struggled to beat him when he was at Florida State. So,
man. And then, of course, on Sunday, home for the Carolina Panthers on Interstate 107, and they kick off the season with the Rams, right?
Kick off the Rams. Yeah. The NFL season kicked off last night, the 100th season. It's pretty cool. It's the 100th season of the NFL, 150th season for college football, and the 75th season of high school football here on the OTS Sports Network. Oh, and it's the 25th season for the Carolina Panthers. So a lot of anniversaries this year, all any way you look at it.
A lot of quarters.
Yeah, we love celebrating. And Chris, as always, sir, thank you so much for breaking down those games for us. You can also just stay in touch by downloading that free WRHI app. Good luck tonight, Chris. I know it's a long night for you and, 47 of the folks that come through the doors here getting ready for football Friday night.
Yeah, let's
a lot. 47. It is a production and pretty impressive.
And there'll be people, if you hadn't got your listener guide yet, you will be at Nation Ford, Fort Mill, Rock Hill, and Indian Land tonight. So it'll be 4 locations. Come out, pick up your listener guide. And we're getting near the end. So if you want to get it, you got to get to one of these games. You got to get to one of our sponsor locations, or you got to swing by the studios because we're getting down to the end of the group, if you will.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, sir.